The ship is intended to be a blank slate for the scientists. Whatever equipment they are going to be using, we can accommodate that. We can do a lot of mixing and matching. Our equipment is designed to be disassembled at different points, and we can mount on their equipment. And we can do that with the cranes, all of our wire drums, all of our oceanographic cables. We can change out what equipment is hooked up on to the cables. And the lab in here is all generic. We provide fume hoods, we provide table space, but we don't have chemicals. We don't have one station that is specifically to analyze a water sample. We just provide the bare basics so that whatever the scientists show up with, they can actually use it.
And I take it if they wanted to, they could put in more counters or whatever equipment in here in the center.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, these bolt patterns run throughout the ship. Most of the lab spaces, cargo holds, even up onto our foremast. And I believe all the way up onto the mainmast are some of these bolt patterns. So they can bolt something in wherever it is that they need.
And why is that important?
It's the flexibility of the ship. Rather than being specifically designed to use one particular type of equipment, it allows the scientists to show up with whatever type of equipment they've designed or they've chosen to use, and we can bolt it on, run cables to it, and use it like it came installed on the ship.
Without doing a lot of work to, like, refurbish the vessel
right.
Just for one science mission.
Right. We don't have to have guys out there cutting and welding and attaching something.
And then you can dismantle stuff and turn around and start the next project.
Right.